just so. Said he not that the transfusion of his blood to her veins had made her truly his bride? Yes, and it was a sweet and comforting idea for him. Quite so, but there was a difficulty, friend John. If so that, then what about the others? Then this so sweet maid is a polyandrist, and me with my poor wife dead to me but alive by church's law, though no wits all gone, even I, who am faithful husband to this now no wife, am bigamist. I don't see where the joke comes in there either, I said, and I didn't feel particularly pleased with him for saying such things. He laid his hand on my arm and said, Friend John, forgive me if I pain. I showed not my feeling to others when it would wound, but only to you, my old friend, whom I can trust. If you could have looked into my very heart then when I want to laugh, if you could have done so when the laugh arrived, if you could do so now when King Laugh have pack up his crown and all that is to him, for he go far, far away from me, and for a long, long time, maybe you would perhaps pity me the most of all. I was touched by the tenderness of his tone, and asked why. Because I know. And now we are all scattered, and for many a long day loneliness will sit over our roofs with brooding wings. Lucy lies in the tomb of her kin, a lordly death-house in a lonely churchyard, away from teeming London, where the air is fresh and the sun rises over Hampstead Hill, and where wild flowers grow of their own accord. So, I can finish this diary, and God only knows if I shall ever begin another. If I do, or if I even open this again, it will be to deal with different people and different themes. For here, at the end, where the romance of my life is told, there I go back to take up the thread of my life work. I say, sadly and without hope, Fini. The Westminster Gazette, 25th of September. A Hampstead Mystery. The neighbourhood of Hampstead is just at present exercised with a series of events which seems to run on lines parallel to those of what was known to the writers of headlines as the Kensington Horror, or the Stabbing Woman, or the Woman in Black.